down to Brass Tacks. Yes, you too. You're going until 2 p.m. today. We look forward to hearing your calls. The number to call, 434-1790. And the other number for WhatsApp is 266-IVOB. We have two callers. I'll take one of them. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Thank you for holding, and good afternoon to you as well.
Yeah, and welcome back. It's nice to hear your voice again. Very calm and a relaxing demeanor. I certainly enjoy hearing you.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. I noticed that I wasn't planning to call today. I don't want to be branded as a regular caller, but I heard.
So being a regular caller is a negative thing? No, it isn't. You callers make the program what it is, so if you call more often than not, that's not a big deal. You must be calling and adding value, though.
Well, I would like to hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I myself have over time criticized the people who call every minute, so I don't want to end up falling into that same category.
Okay.
However, I decided to call because I heard you become more energetic and vigorous than I've ever heard you before.
Haven't heard me. That's all.
well, you could put it that way. It's a question of judgment, though.
Okay.
However, on your point, when you obviously are quite earnest about your Christian faith, and mm-hmm. I'd like to raise some conversation on that, please.
Okay.
I want to say that I want to challenge you that apart from being zealous and enthusiastic and so on,
mm-hmm.
it is extremely critical that we have an accurate knowledge of God. The Bible itself speaks of persons having a zeal for God,
mm-hmm.
but not according to knowledge, and then setting about to establish their own quote-unquote righteousness. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you will be familiar with the scripture where Jesus himself spoke of false prophets doing amazing things to the extent that they could deceive the whole world, maybe even if the elect, if it were possible. Right?
I think the more accurate scripture speaks to having a form of godliness, but not knowing God.
Well, that will suffice. Thank you for correcting me on that point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The point I'm making is that it is crucial for all of us. In fact, let me just refer to an article I was reading this morning, and it spoke of the World Christian Encyclopedia, mm-hmm. saying that there are over, I think there are around 33,000 different Christian denominations. 22 of them are independent and 9 so-called Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
And then the writer of this article went on to make the point that they disagree among themselves in doctrines and beliefs and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to reason that they can't all be right. So okay. Obviously the search for truth has to be extremely meticulous and vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to suggest to you that the Bible itself, right,
mm-hmm.
being called, referred to as God's word, to my mind, could possibly be a bit problematic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer to see that term, God's word, as a figure of speech, and perhaps say that the Bible is a message from God. And I'll tell you why. In the minds of people who are not really critical thinkers, right, when you say the Bible is God's word, they take it to mean that the writings in the Bible are the verbatim utterances of God, which is certainly not the case. The Bible is presented to us in the language of men, with the various translations, right? And
infused by who?
Hello?
Inspired by who?
Right, inspired by God. That's what I'm saying. The point of the message.
But articulated through man.
Articulated through man.
But the fundamental of that statement is that it is inspired by God.
Point taken. I want to not dismiss or discard that. But I'm saying even if a truth is inspired
mm-hmm.
by God, even any truth, right, the organ and the articles of communication are critical.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, any scholar of philology will tell you that language itself is an extremely complicated and complex mechanism. Right? In fact, I read where one etymologist said that confusion is a powerful factor in etymology. And if you, I have a book here called 1,000 More Challenging Words. If you look at a work by an etymologist, you look into that, you will see how the meanings of words change over time. Mm-hmm. And the point has been made that if you, for instance, want to really get to the truth of an ancient text, sometimes it is important to go back and find maybe a dictionary or other writings from that time so you get a sort of sense of the meanings of the words at that time. I could give you 1,000 words where the meanings have changed even over the last 40, 50 years, right?
But so you know, there are a lot of persons who were unable to read, who were righteous, who loved God, who I'm going to see in glory, who didn't have any time to expound or to take away from or to what we call unpack in today's day, this same Bible, biblical book, or word of God, whatever you choose to use. And because of his grace, they have been able to enter in, to pray, to seek him, etc., without all of the intelligences that many other people have of today. And what is so valuable is that he doesn't judge them based on what they knew, but he judged them based on the heart. And I love the fact that I serve a God who doesn't judge man based on what man says or what man predicts or what man writes, but how man communicates with him. And too often there are people who want to expound and to make differences and to say, oh, this should be done this way. God ain't interested in none, so, you know. He interested in your heart, your communication with him, your commitment to him, etc. And that's where I choose to focus. And one thing I'll say to you in response to what you started on, you said that you hear that I like to talk about God and stuff like that, but you use the term Christian. I don't spend a lot of time using the word Christian. Because that's not what I subscribe to. I subscribe to a relationship with God, whose son is Jesus Christ, and who has left the Holy Spirit on this earth to guide us and give us wisdom and equip us. And that, my friend, is what I spend time talking about. Not more so about a religion, but more so about having a relationship with the Creator. That's where my heart is.
Okay.
Yes.
But I just find, well said, and I certainly respect the beautiful points you've made. In pursuant to that, I want to say this, that the heart or the mind is beautiful, but the hard core truth, as I understand it from the Bible, which I take as a message, as a divinely inspired message, is that it is not easy to pin down and find truth. Now, you speak of special persons who might have been called and given special dispensations by God. Fine. But the Bible itself also speaks of, we'll put it this way. Jesus himself said in the Bible that broad and wide is the way. You know, it leads to destruction and many be there and so on. But straight and narrow is the way that leads to truth and few be there who find it. So that special truth is not easily found. And we have to be careful, you already suggested this, on religion. Now, I want to suggest something to you, please, and I hope you will think about it.
Sure.
Now, thank you. From my examination of the Bible, careful, diligent examination, I have discovered that the teachings of God as a Trinity is not biblical. Now, that may shock you.
It doesn't shock me. What I would respond to your previous point about truth, seeking truth, is that the enemy of God, which is the devil himself, he kerfuffles the mind of man, and man comes up with all of these different things. And I'm very serious about it. The truth is just very simple. The truth is that man was created in the image and likeness of God to honor and worship God. Then they got distracted. I mean, and mind you, they lived very good with God for a season. In the same Bible, we read that. And then over time, they listened to the enemy who is the enemy of our souls. And when they listened to him, he pointed them in a different direction where they got knowledge beforehand, knowledge that they were going to get eventually, but they got knowledge beforehand. And you know what that did? That separated them from God.
Okay.
And then the birth of Christ, which we just celebrated, which was Christmas and all that, and a lot of people don't know the real reason. Well, Christmas is a pagan festival, by the way. I'm very aware of that.
Well, thank you
but
for that.
But the birth of Jesus was...
And Jesus never told anybody to celebrate his birth, but please carry on.
Right, but the birth of Jesus was really the phenomenal part, where it was the coming of... to rescind that same sin that would have happened in Eden, the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
But not that we want to spend too much time on you know, some people say they don't need to talk about religion on brass tacks, etc.
Okay.
But I'm just simply telling you that the enemy of our souls kerfuffles us.
Right.
And we spend a lot of time on dogma and a lot of I don't want to use the right word, it's a three-letter word that ends with P and starts with C. It has an R and an A in it. But we spend a lot of time on those things, which really bring no value to us. You know, let me finish. Oh. And that same enemy of our souls is the one who distracts us from the smaller and the more simpler things, which are worship and loving God and serving God and being kind to fellow man, etc.
Right.
We spend too much time on a lot of the complicated stuff, and he is the enemy of our souls. He is the one who complicates things. And I don't have any time for it. I generally don't.
But please,
that's what I would say.
Well, allow me to say this, because now, I'm referring to the Bible again, you know, when the Satan character in the Bible actually quoted scripture to Jesus, you know that.
And what was Jesus' response?
No, the point I'm making...
No. You just said that he quoted scripture. He quoted half scripture.
Right.
And then Jesus said, what did he say? Because there are three instances. What did he say?
It is written and so on.
Right. So you see this, it is written?
Right.
The same it is written that you just said you don't agree with? Did you not?
No.
You just said that you have read the Bible.
Yeah.
And this thing called... I don't want to use the word three in one. I don't want to use your word.
No. Let me clarify what I said, please. Allow me. No, I said to you that I'm a bit... Let me make it clear for him. I am a person who is extremely cautious about the problems and challenges presented by language. I am a searcher for truth. And I'm saying to you, I said...
And you have found this truth already, or you're continuing in your process?
Still searching.
Okay. Oh.
And I don't want to be dogmatic. I don't want to be defensive. What I'm searching for are people who are prepared to be open-minded, mm-hmm. who don't have a problem with their beliefs being challenged, because that is what I'm about. Because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I don't know unless I know. When I say believe, what I'm saying is I don't really know. I want to say, though, before I brush up, and I don't want to check it all the time,
mm-hmm.
is that the reference to the scripture in and of itself is no guarantee that you get the truth.
That's right.
Right. So I'm not challenging your belief that the Bible is a message divinely inspired.
No. That's not necessarily my belief. That is a fact, one. And that's also what you just said.
Right. However, what I'm saying is that when it is presented through the medium of human language, mm-hmm. you know...
You can have challenges. You're not wrong.
Right.
But,
mm-hmm. Thank you. And I'm saying to you that when you try to examine these things and search for truth, people often say, "My God, God, faith, God, God, the Holy Spirit will lead you." I say, no. You have to exercise your own due diligence.
Without regard to the Holy Spirit? He doesn't play a role in that?
Well, you call the Holy Spirit he. I call the Holy Spirit it. Now, that's the fundamental point I'm making, which is that my reading and interpretation of the Bible, I could be wrong,
mm-hmm.
is that the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. is absolutely not a personage. And mm-hmm. I have always challenged people, if the Holy Spirit is a person, please tell me what is his or her name.
Mm-hmm.
No personal name. And there's so many instances, in fact, the Bible refers to it as it and act. So all I'm saying is that my religion is to search for truth, and I will only say I know when I'm sure.
Okay.
So I hope that we all will keep that open. And just, this is finally,
mm-hmm.
I think it is important
mm-hmm.
for African people
mm-hmm.
to be cautious. Very cautious and meticulous, careful when a religion is presented to us by the same people who enslaved us. Now, note carefully, we have been given what some people describe as a blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus. But it's been brought to my attention that the Pope goes into his private room, the Vatican, and he actually bows to an image of a black...
The only thing I would ask you is how long were the Africans enslaved? And in what year were they enslaved? And who were they serving before?
Well,
we come back and we discuss that. I have one space for one more call before the lunchtime latest. But I would leave that one with you and hope that we can engage some more. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, my dear. Can I please ask that discussion just now was absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you've done well.
Okay.
Amen to you.
Me or the person of the Holy Spirit?
No, you. No, you. I take my hat off to you.
Okay.
Can I please ask Transport Board to send buses to the castle, please, St. Lawrence Castle?
To St. Lawrence Castle, Transport Board.
Every evening. Mm-hmm. We are out there at 3:30. Mm-hmm. I'm getting home at 6:30.
Now, what time it comes?
We have children. Pardon?
What time this bus comes?
We don't know. Mm. Because from 3:30 onward, we are still out there. Mm. All 5:30, we're still out there.
Mm. And so this is a call. This is a call. No, I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying, this is a call for the Transport Board to consider Sam Lawrence Castle and the route of transport of providing the requisite transport that's needed there, because
please,
if someone stands there at 3:30.
Please can I ask the government quickly, mm-hmm. can we have the theaters open in the eye clinic, please?
Theater, please.
Only one operating and we have four.
Mm. Okay, that's good information. I want to thank you so much for your call. We're going to go to the lunchtime latest on Starcom Network. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks, today, the 9th of January 2020. In the studio is Mr. John Stout. You will hear him on the phone when you call. The number to call, 434-1790 or WhatsApp 266-IVOB. We've had a flurry of WhatsApps, some of which have not been able to even open us yet. And we have one or two calls. I'm going to just read three of the WhatsApps that I would have seen during the break. And there was a query from one WhatsApper. Why is the MPW still weighing vehicles? It's taken a lot of time and persons are missing out a lot of time at work. Another person requested that we should have brass tacks for a whole day. Pretty interesting request. And another person was querying a $1,500 payment to the BRA relative to the income tax. I assume that person is asking about the rebate of $1,300 for those persons who fall below the threshold, who are working, who are above the minimum wage, but are working for less than that particular amount. I think that amount is actually $1,300, and that person would probably have to call the BRA to get some more details on that. I'm not clear on the question, so that's why I raised it. It was a query about why they're not getting a $1,500 when you pay income tax. So I'm not clear there. And then a person in Lakes, St. Andrew, has not seen the garbage pickup since late November, and they've made several calls. So this call is for Lakes, St. Andrew, for the SSA to visit that area and remove that. I can't call it excess. That is excess indeed, but remove that garbage that is there in that neighborhood. Persons are querying what's going on. It's Down to Brass Tacks. I'm going to go to the phone line. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon, yes. How are you doing?
Yeah, I happen to be back. And this is something that is like a special occasion. And you were talking some of about this kind of thing earlier on. And just, man, I had this experience. I turned the phone back on and I heard you. Now, I called Warren's just about a little while ago to get a prescription refill. I'm going to tell you about God and prayer. I called Warren's to get my prescription refill, and I asked the pharmacist, oh, by the way, have you got any more of those braces that you use on your hand at night? Mm-hmm. He said, no, they didn't have any more. So I really wanted one, because the one I have, I'm alternating it between both hands at night. Mm-hmm. So I said to him, we had a long talk, and then I said to him, could you transfer me to Whole Town? No. I told him I'll call Whole Town. He said he would transfer me. The lady who answered the phone, I asked her if she did have any money. I gave her the name of the Futura Ann Barnes. And she said, let's go and check. She went and she checked. She came back and she told me she's got one only. Mm-hmm. I said, could you please hold that for me? And I'll get somebody until I'll find some person to come and collect it for me. She said, where do you live? I told her. She said, have you got the money there at home? I told her, yes. She said to me, I'll bring it. I said, no. Are you real? She said, yes. I said, but I don't know you. You don't know me. Are you going to do this for me?
Where this is a pharmacy? Live? This is the pharmacy
is that
will bring?
The pharmacy. this is a pharmacy, this is a call it now at Whole Town Pharmacy, Ward Massey. She said, in regardless of where I live, I'm going to bring this for you this evening. Now, I was shocked. And I actually cried long tears. And this is like an angel.
You're not accustomed to them?
Yes. Sent by God. To deliver that band, that brace that I need so much. What's your name again?
Lisa Gale.
Lisa, I need this thing so much. It's like when I get up in the mornings, my fingers have to defrost before I can move.
She brought them? She brought them?
She told me she's coming. She's coming. I told her I've got one which I have to alternate.
Right.
I asked her to keep it for me. I'll send to collect it by Saturday. She asked, where do you live? And I told her, she says, I'll bring it for you. I says, I know, you know, you're not going to do that. You don't know me. I don't know you. And she says, she's going to bring it for me. I've had an experience like this before. And this is like what you were talking about earlier on. The whole morning, quite a few times in the morning, I've heard you talk about these kind of things, the way we treat people and all those things. But if you you ask me something about miracles or something before, because I'm kind of like confused. I had surgery on my back in 1995, and I walked into the doctor's office, and he thought that he was going to do a simple surgery on my lower back. When I woke up the next morning, he said to me, I had to do so much work on your back, 5 hours. And he wrote in his report, the only thing that kept Coral walking was perseverance because my sciatic nerve was completely crushed by the fragments of the dehydrated disc. And he had to more or less remove these dehydrated fragments with what we would call the jaws of life. And take bone from my hip and make this for this thing. So I can tell you about God. But I had to call and let the world know about this person at the pharmacy who said he would transfer me instead of me having to look for the number. And this person going to check if they had any. And coming back to tell me, yes, we have one. Where do you live? Where do you live?
I hope you gave accurate directions.
I said to her, this I call him my son. One day I called for taxi and he came. And I said, well, listen, I've been using him for the last 12 years now. He is more than a taxi driver to me. He is about my caregiver. I just call him to collect my medication, do this and do that. And he doesn't come for the money and then go back. He brings it whether I got the money here or not. But I just had to let everyone know that here it is. I'm meeting a lady on the phone. She doesn't know me. I don't know her. And this would have half. I said, you're an angel. And I mean, it's like, how do you get where I'm coming from?
Of course. There are moments when people go over and beyond our expectations.
But the thing is, where do you live? She says, I said, I want to know if you've got to go to the road. Going out of the road or not does not matter. You need this, and I'm bringing it for you this evening when I come from work. So I told her to call my son, and he would give her accurate directions. So I just want to know that, the world to know, like some of the things you're talking about, and one or two people have called you and talk about the same thing, that God is real, whether it's a he or a she or whatever we see God to be.
Well, you don't have to bother anything. He's a he.
It's of course.
And quite frankly, whether he's a he or a she, does that really matter in the scheme of things? I mean, it's a he, but you know, anyway. But I take your comment, and I would take this opportunity to thank that particular pharmacy for the commitment. As you say, passing the phone, which is the transferring of the phone. And then for the ladies who have found one, then to make a commitment to come and look for you and bring it for you in the afternoon. I really, really think that that is going beyond. And it is that type of service that more persons require in the industry. And that's an opportunity there for you to say hallelujah and really give thanks, because it's commendable. Yeah. And some people just treat that as, oh, that's a good day, or that's somebody in a good mood, and they don't necessarily give credit to Well,
she's left me. She left me in tears, and I'm still trying to get to myself.
Well, I can hear a little something in your voice.
Oh yes, please. That says. God.
So I'm going to wish you a pain-free.
Yeah.
You might not have had a pain-free.
Oh no, I don't get them anymore.
I'm praying for a pain reduced or a pain-free 2020. Can you agree with me?
Yes, I do.
That we can get some kind of pain reduction or something. Have you been praying about it recently, or you probably gave up because you've had it so?
I pray so much. Sometimes I said, "Dale Howard, if I call anybody else them as often as I call you, nobody would ask me, what are you calling me for? You just don't call me. What are you calling me for?
Yeah, I guess because you.
Okay?
They've heard you for all these years because you have suffered for quite some time.
My God.
My goodness.
See, Lisa, I'm not bathing anyone with gloves on my fingers because the water comes down and it shocks me. Have a good afternoon.
I thank you for calling, and I'm sure that many other listeners also are hoping for your reprieve, because that consistent pain is something that some of us haven't even been able to consider because we've not experienced it, and therefore sometimes we may not even be as understanding in circumstances like those. So I'm sorry for your pain, and I'm hoping that you get some reprieve very, very soon. Thank you so much for calling down to Brass Tacks. I do have a number of WhatsAppers, but I want to go back to the things for 2020, and just reflect on the first three or four before we take another call. And this, my first one was, of course, the relationship with God, because I think that guides us in a number of ways. But give of your time. So we know a lot of people out there who are in charities, they participate in a couple other things. Sometimes they actually do a favor for someone. So we ask ourselves, why are there so many charities around? I'm affiliated with one or two. The Heart and Stroke Foundation of Barbados is one near and dear to my heart. And they do quite a bit of work. They're persons who are in stage one. I think it's stage one, two, three, and four. I know Dr. Kamabach would want me to say the right thing. But persons who have suffered from strokes or persons who have issues with their heart, I would encourage you to call the Heart and Stroke Foundation and get some guidance, some feedback. They have a gym, a far superior gym than many other gyms in Barbados, if I may say so myself. And that gym also facilitates young people. We have a youth gym. And Dr. Anne is the one, Anne St. John is the one who is in charge. She's the medical director for youth. And she facilitates that program. She's doing an excellent job. And there are a whole host of others on the Heart and Stroke Foundation out there who are trying to help persons who suffer from those challenges. Sometimes you may have had a stroke or a heart condition, and you're not even aware that there's a support group and there are persons out there who you can talk to. When you go to the gym on evenings, you can talk about persons, about how you're getting by, how you're coming through. And there are some excellent nurses in there who can guide you. So I would encourage you to call the Heart and Stroke Foundation if you need any feedback, any clarity or anything. I wouldn't go on to all the other charities. I'm not involved with a lot of charities, but I'm calling specifically the Heart and Stroke Foundation because, as I said, they're near and dear. So give of your time. If you have to give to a neighbor who you're getting your grass cut and you want to cut a little farther down, you can do that. Do something nice. And then be kind to others. Sometimes you can do an anonymous gift. Sometimes I know a lot of us are having financial difficulties in some form, shape, or fashion based on what I've heard on Brass Tacks. But you can do something extra. I've gone several places. Up to yesterday, I passed at Carlton and saw that they have a big container where they're asking persons to buy something extra and put it in for a charity. And those charities do tremendous work, whether it is helping children, whether it's helping orphans, whether it is helping the homeless, whether it's helping women. There are various charities in Barbados. So I really want to give kudos to those persons who share time, who give of their time. And then I also I visited a congregation recently, and they had a basket as well, more than a basket, similar to the one at Carlton. They had a very big a tin, like a garbage tin, where they're asking persons to bring stuff. And I did hear the pastor mention that there were so many gifts over the Christmas period. They're asking people to hold off of the clothes and start to give more food stuff as we go on throughout the year. And then not just being kind to others, but sharing. Encourage our young people to share. And we can also share as well. Sometimes we don't see it as you know, a big deal. But I had a little bit of yesterday. I was a little disappointed with, while at the same Carlton, I was sitting in the car park, and there was this guy who drove in with his, I wouldn't call the number of the car, but he drove in and he dropped his car. He parked very poorly. He also parked in a handicapped spot. He went in, looked very able-bodied, went and got his items, and then he came out, got his items, came out, got back in his car with no regard for the persons who might have wanted to park there who were not able-bodied. And there were so many other older folk coming and going on brass tacks who had not brass tacks. Hear me, I'm getting ahead of myself. They came to Carlton. And they were walking in and out, but they parked in good car parking spaces. So be kind and not park. Don't drop your car those places. And then another one here that says reflect. See how you can improve yourself. If for all your years you've been hearing that something is going wrong and somebody is not, you're not, you know, you may have a weakness or something may not be working with you, or people may be saying you're too this or you're too that. Reflect. Check yourself and see how best you can improve. See how you can do it differently and see how somebody could help you along the way to improve yourself. There's self-development courses online. Every one of us, or most of us, have cell phones and access to the internet. You can go online and learn how to improve something that you're doing so you can be better. Another one here is travel. I have here travel within and outside of Barbados as your finances permit. So earlier, as I was telling the gentleman, if you live in Barbados and you can't travel, you don't have a passport or you don't have any finances, you can go within your parish or go outside of your parish or something like that. And that, my friend, would help you with getting to know your country. And as we do this regathering as well, I'm sure there are persons who would attend one or two of the events and get to know their parishes better and or the neighboring parishes of which they are. So thank you so much for your call just now. You just encouraged me to mention at least 1, 2, 3. That was 5 of them so far. And then I will go now to the WhatsApps, because I did get a lot of WhatsApps so far ready for the day. We have some persons agreeing with the first callers who had challenges with the lawyers. But there was a good recommendation where one WhatsApper is saying, can't we have a copy of the letter that is sent to the lawyer also be sent to the client? That's useful. And that way you can maintain communication. I know there are some instances where the persons who have what I call not as good an understanding of the law may not understand what is in some documents. And therefore only the lawyer probably can decipher what is being said, but at least the courtesy of sharing it with the person that is the client who is paying them, because at the end of the day, if I have an insurance company, I'm the one paying them every month my premiums. So yeah, I expect them to communicate with me, even although I have a lawyer. So when you think about it, they should still share some information. I also have someone saying thank you for the sharing a little bit about the Heart and Stroke Foundation. It is a good organization. Thank you so much. And then we also have, there are two persons here who mentioned that they too participate in the Heart and Stroke Foundation. So yes, it is a good plug. I could also mention the IWF, which is the International Women's Federation, the Barbados chapter, currently being headed by Miss Brenda Pope. And she's done an excellent job, having chaired that for a year now. It would have been in, I think officially, we would have been in existence. I think the chapter would have been approved by the international body just over a year, or just under a year. It will be over a year because we are now going into our January. So this is just a year that we would have had the IWF. Then there's the Barbados Economic Society. Those economists out there who have just graduated or have been around a long time and they want to talk more about economics and assist in some form or fashion, the Barbados Economic Society, which is a group of able-bodied people who have an understanding of economics and who work in various areas across Barbados. They're doing a good job. They're currently being headed by Simon Natrum. I would encourage you to get involved in that, and you can write papers, you can participate in some form or fashion. So another plug there for the Barbados Economic Society, and then we'll get back to more of them. I'll go to the phone lines. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thanks, and the same to you.
Yes, sir.
Now, earlier you had a caller who said that the fire service, the cinema that was burnt down, the Plaza Cinema,
yes,
was virtually in the backyard of the fire station and actually was burnt down. He also mentioned places like Cave Shepherd and...
He didn't say backyard, but I'll let you continue.
No.
He said it was in close proximity.
No, he had to use the word backyard.
Oh, I didn't hear the word backyard.
And I'm also saying to you, virtually, I didn't say actually, I said virtually, which means nearby.
Yes.
No, he mentioned Cave Shepherd, Fogarty, and stores around Bearstown were burnt down,
yes.
So, he said that with the fire station right next to these things and they're still burned down, you could, there's no problem in putting the fire service out of Bridgestone on the city periphery because things still happen. And that brought me to ask the question, what is the objective of the fire service when it comes to a fire? Can you tell me what the objective is?
I think I am privileged in the sense that I have toured a fire service before. And it is far more than just the outing of fires. I'll say that to you.
That's right.
While you may bring down his point to just, you know, to this minuscule just outing of fires or stopping an entity from burning, it is more than that. The fire service serves, and I don't know if you get to listen to 311 on Starcom on Sundays.
On Sundays,
extremely informative as well. But I had the privilege and honor of doing a tour in Louisiana in 2015.
Right.
And I was amazed. I mean, as children you go, you get to sit in the fire truck in Barbados and you do a couple things.
That's right.
And then when you work in a business, you recognize that the fire service also helps you with making sure that your structure is in a good place and making sure that there are enough exits and that your fire hose is working and different things. So they help you to ensure that the building, if there is an emergency or in case of an emergency, you can reduce the impact, the negative impact or the negative hazard that can come upon the users of the space.
No, good. So you supported the guy because all the things you just mentioned can be done if the station is outside of Bristol.
It can be done if it is close by too. But the point the gentleman was making, if I may, for him, he's saying that having a fire station immediately next to an entity would not prevent that entity from burning down.
No, that's another point.
Well, that's his main point.
But his main point, well, another point in that, since there are other factors, you can't just mention one.
So you came to share yours and educate us, the public.
It's not even the major factor. The major factor when fire officers arrive on your scene is the saving of lives. That's the first thing. Not the building, you know. They were trying to save... First, they inquire, is anybody in this building? And then they look to save lives first, if they can.
Mm-hmm.
So, to suggest that all of these buildings in town burned down and the fire service was near, he didn't tell us if they saved lives, because lives is the primary thing. Maybe they did. You don't know. Now, if you put the fire service out of town, you are moving it from a densely populated area in terms of businesses and so.
Mm-hmm.
Because it must be harder for a fire service to say, deal with a matter in Swan Street if the fire service is out of Bridgestone than if it is in Bridgestone. Because if it is where it is in Providence Street now, and there's a fire across the bridge, or there's a fire in Swan Street or Broad Street, the fire service can get there faster than if it is there in the Pine or wherever it is. And it can possibly save lives, because when you're dealing with time frame, that is very accountable for your salvation of life. You can lose or save a life within a minute or 2 minutes. So across mm-hmm. the town is important. And also,
it's important. But I agree with you, because you're saying I agree with him, but y'all are not making any outlandish points. I agree with you as well that the proximity of the fire station to the more densely populated area would be advisable.
Right.
And that is close to Bridgetown.
Right. And not only that, you can save, because sometimes the fire service try to save other businesses too. They may help they might even help the burning building to burn down a little faster to end the fire rather than letting it spread to other businesses. So not only lives you're saving, but you're mm-hmm. saving other businesses. And you know how these buildings are attached to each other. So time frame is really key in saving buildings and saving lives. So that basically is the point I wanted to make on that as a correction.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for sharing that information and sharing another perspective. This is Dr. Brass Sachs. Good afternoon.